Now, the 34 Essendon players last night were celebrating after a tribunal cleared them of doping, now paving the way for them to take on the Sydney Swans in the AFL's opening round this weekend. Look, we've spoken about this before. We said, you know, do you trust the AFL to do a thorough investigation? But nonetheless, I mean, it shines a light on the so-called darkest day in Australian sport that Jason Clare and Kate Lundy announced in front of us all and put us on the world stage for all the wrong reasons. But also you think about the Cronulla Sharks this morning and the fact that they took they had a carrot dangled in front of them and they took the bait to so Asada could save a little bit of face in that instance. But you also think of Shandor Earle, who, well, has just been made the face of this whole darkest day in Australian sport.
Unfairly,
in my eyes. And on the line, we've got Jan Earle, who's Shandor's mum. Hey, Jan, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Jan, how are you feeling this morning?
Well, it's a very emotional time. It's all very well for everyone to come out and say, now Shandor's the scapegoat. But you really don't know what, as a family, and what my Shandor has been through.
Yeah.
The support has been not very great for Shandor. There are people that have stuck by him, and I know on social media he has a lot of support. But he was just home in Australia 2 weeks ago. He's a very changed boy. He's very quiet. He's lost what he loved doing, and we just don't have the money to fight anymore. He wasn't a triple-figure player. Mm-hmm. He was just an ordinary player. All the money's gone, and he just has to get on with his life, and he's come to that conclusion. I'm very, very pleased for the Essendon players. What Job said last night was very true. It's the last thing on your mind and the first thing in the morning when you get up. But as we know, Labor didn't win the election, and I really feel that had a lot to do with this darkest day in sport.
Yeah.
I think that Asada now needs to look at their processes, and what I'd really like to know is how much longer and is this going to go on, and is anything ever going to happen for Shandor?
Jan, we've had
Everyone else seems to be cleared.
Yeah. That's a great point, Jan. It's a great point. We spoke about this morning. You know, what has been the latest with Shandor? Has there been any contact from clubs?
We've exhausted all the tribunal. As you know, guys, I'm only the mother. The manager and the lawyer do all that. Shandor went to visit the boys in Canberra while he was here and watched them play, and that was a great thing for him. He was given a lot of support down there, and the Canberra boys, they've remained true to Shandor, and they accept him, you know, and that meant a lot to us. To all the clubs Shandor's been involved with, you can't fault the Canberra Raiders. They're great guys and great people.
Jan, I think I can talk on behalf of both Matthew and myself here when we say when we had our dramas in life, you really find out who your real friends are.
You certainly do.
You being the mother of Shandor, I know that my mum took it pretty hard when I went through some dramas. Just tell us how taxing and what toll did it take on your family?
I'm a single mum. I have another son who's 20 years of age, and I have an elderly mother and a sister who's quite unwell. And it took a terrible toll. I became quite ill myself with an autoimmune disease due to the stress. I couldn't leave my house. I was plagued by the media. Everyone was running down my son. He's this, he's that, he's that. I wasn't allowed any assistance from the NRL because they thought that my son was a drug cheat and it wouldn't do any good for them to be seen helping me. So I had to cop that. But luckily, guys, for me, I'm a nurse, so I can distract myself from helping other people, and that's what I want to do.
Good on you, guys.
But I really feel for my son. If you guys could see him now, he's fit as a Mallee Bull and he's doing what he loves, but he can't play football and he's just a changed man. So it has really taken a big toll on us as a family.
I tell you what.
Very, very hard for me to go to football.
I bet.
I do still love it and watch it on TV, but guys, I just want to tell you, it's not an easy time.
I'm sure it is. You can absolutely hear it in your voice. And the simple fact is your boy, like you say, we've seen photos of him. He looks unbelievably fit. Why not? Why not a club out there, you know, absolutely say, you know what, let's get him on board.
I'll tell you what too, Jan and Gus and MG. I'll tell you what he was through in this whole episode. Jen, and it's really hurt him in the short term, and it's hurt you as well. But you should put your shoulders back and be proud of him, because through this whole sorry episode, he was one of the few people that has been open and totally honest, while others are boxed clever. Now, you know, they say honesty is the best policy. Maybe in his case, in the short term, it hasn't been. But we're going to investigate this with the NRL and with other clubs to find out where Shandor stands at the moment. Because I tell you what, yes, he might have done the wrong thing. And he was guilty of naivety to a degree. But he's got, I tell you, there's a lot of sympathy there out for him. And there's a lot of people who respect his honesty through this adversity.
Well, I can tell you guys, you know, if he had have had a father in the picture, or, you know, this desire to play football, this desire to get on the park at any cost, when you're not an elite player, guys, and you've got to work really hard to get into first grade, yeah, I don't think people realise the pressure. You'll do anything.
Yep. Jan,
absolutely.
And, you know, we just had a dream of Shandor playing one first grade game. We never in a million years thought 50 games. And we never in a million years thought this would happen. But, you know, as you say, out of adversity, something good happens. And I just want to thank the people that have supported me. Shandor has a great manager, George Mimas, and without him, we wouldn't be where we are today. So thanks, guys, for talking to me.
No worries, Jen.
I just wish everybody else out there, the Essendon and everyone else that's involved, that this can be met with a speedy outcome.
Well said, Dan.
Well done. Thank you.
Jen, all the very best. Give our best to Shandor till we speak again.
I will.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much, guys. Bye.